Florida State lost to the Clemson Tigers by a score of 40-30. And here with me is Coach AB from the Triple Option series of videos to give his insight. So how do you feel about this game?
How do I feel? I feel like I'm glad that we're not talking about moral victories. That's what I feel like. I know there's going to be a lot of talking points, obviously, the officiating at the end, the ineffectiveness of the offense to really do anything post the wheel route, the decision to throw the Hail Mary there by Jordan. I thought he had a dragger. I'm anxious to watch it again. I thought he had a dragger open underneath that they probably wanted him to throw to, but I'll need to see it again. I thought the defense really played really well. And I know people are going to look at this final score and say they gave up 30 and they gave up 17 in the first half. Hold on. My son just busted in the room. Okay, give your thoughts, Kev. I'll be right back with you.
Yeah. So, this was a really weird game. Lots of hope in it. Lots of moments where it felt like Florida State was going to actually pull this one out. Did I say something other than 40-30? Sorry, 30-20 was the final score. There's a lot of good to be seen in this game, and a lot of things that are disappointing. I don't want to get too far in the weeds on the ref talk, but it does feel like there were a couple of questionable calls that definitely didn't go our way. But that's the nature of a game, especially an away game. You have to be able to win against the refs. You have to play that much better of a game. It's part of the home field advantage. I was kind of disappointed by how many penalties we had, in the sense of especially false
penalties.
Sorry?
8 penalties on the day.
The false starts were really killers. One of those, a drive against a defense like Clemson, and you're pretty much done. And so you can't do that. It was clear that the people jumping off sides were doing so because they were getting beat by the defensive line. So that's proof that we do not have an offensive line yet that's able to win against the more elite defensive lines. I think we knew that. You'd like to see them be disciplined and just be beat instead of take a free negative 5-yard play for the defense. So that is something that I'm sure they will work on. It's been clear that addressing the penalty issue has been a priority. It was disappointing to see it come out. Luckily for FSU, they will not be playing a defensive line that good for the rest of the season, I don't think, off the top of my head.
Not unless they play Georgia.
Yeah, which this Clemson team would probably be the best defense in the country any other year that didn't have the 86 Bears playing for the Georgia Bulldogs.
Yep.
So that's why we got so many false start penalties. That's why we couldn't win on that 4th-and-1, which I think is the right call. But you'd like to see them win that. There were just too many plays, in my opinion, where you saw Clemson win the 1-on-1 matchup. And they're going to, you know, they've got the players right now to win those matchups. Our team, you saw Jermaine Johnson, who's the one player on the team that is truly a national championship caliber player. He made a big play. You saw everybody else kind of banding together, holding us together. We were a little slow to adjust in the first half. They were running, I believe, what looked like kind of an outside zone midline where they're reading that backside defensive tackle. If you guys will give me a second, I will pull it up. So tell me your thoughts on the special teams. How did they look today?
I think a lot of people are going to be upset on that last punt return. I thought it was a line drive directional kick that Ward could have never gotten to. I would have liked to seen him come up on it and field it when he did have an opportunity to go pick it up, not let it keep rolling. He made a judgment call there. I thought all in all, the special teams were okay on the day. You had the delay game. You had the delay game on the one punt that was a little odd. You were messing with personnel. I don't think they were trying to get a delay there, but I can't be 100%. I doubt it, though, where they were on the field. The last one is one people are going to be really upset with. I thought your coverage units were okay. You had a kickoff out of bounds. I mean, that's not coaching. That's just a kid. That's a talent thing. That's a kid not making a kick that he needs to make. But we see that across college football all the time. I thought they had the one directional pooch kick down to the into the right side, down around the five, that the coverage got a little leaky on. Other than that, I mean,
85 Bears. Other than that, that was 10 years before I was born.
Yeah, I didn't think the special teams was like, they didn't kill you. They didn't help you. You didn't go win the game on special teams and get yourself in position to win a game on special teams, but they didn't do a good enough job.
Another Adam Brown.
Someone with my namesake? How dare you, sir?
Okay.
All right. So I just want to say before we get into the midline outside zone play, I'm just seeing a lot of play calling. Guys, I want to just point out right now. I mean, were there some play calls you'd want to have back? Sure, absolutely. But they were rushing three, dropping eight the majority of the game. And we just really couldn't do a whole lot.
And getting pressure with three.
Yeah. And really kind of kicking your butt up front. I would have liked to have seen them maybe bring Bavion in to see if he could give you a spark inside. And maybe they did. I missed it. I'm not sure. If anybody saw Bavion Johnson get snaps at guard, I'd love, please let me know. I would have liked to have seen Bavion come in and maybe play a little bit for you at guard, because I think he's been playing really well. It did look like Gibbons and DLT were limited still. It's going to be easy to say, God, play calling was terrible. We were conservative, but man, I just don't know what else you do against that front. That front is just absolutely filthy. I thought there were times Jordan maybe should have made a decision to tuck and run a little bit quicker. He held it looking for a play that just wasn't there because they were dropping eight. I thought maybe they went away from the running game and maybe they weren't diverse enough in the run game. I don't think we saw any midline, which I don't hate midline against a. I don't love midline against a nose, but I don't hate it either. Out of the gun, I would have maybe liked to have seen some down. Don't think we saw any of that.
No, I was surprised by the lack of outside run game. That's what I wanted to see mostly, and I don't think they did that very much at all. That's where I would change it. I would have changed it.
Yeah.
So I agree. So something like down or some of those tosses.
Yeah. I would have liked to see maybe a little toss read. I also thought our perimeter blocking was pretty poor on the day. I didn't think we blocked great.
Oh my gosh. That third down both guys missed a block. McLean missed a block.
I think you really got held back by your perimeter blocking a little bit today. I'm not sure what was going on with Cam McDonald. He kind of disappeared for a long stretch of that game. I'm not sure what's going on there. Maybe an injury. I'm not sure. I thought you missed him, though. I thought you missed him because there was this long stretch where he wasn't in the game, and I don't think those other guys really played quite as well as he did. All right, let's take a look at this midline play.
Yeah, so correct me if I say anything foolish here, but what it looked like to me is – it looked like what Clemson was doing was kind of running this outside zone, and they were looking for the cutback. So all of these guys are he was going to be working up to the wheel. He's working here. They're bucket stepping, chasing these guys outside. Since these guys recognize outside zone, they're trailing this direction. And this guy would just pin him outside, meaning that they're reading this tackle, and at first he was taking DJ away, expecting his linebacker to fill back here. He wasn't getting that fill. So basically, this Will linebacker seemed to be running his way out of the play, meaning that effectively Clemson had a 2-on-1 here, and that's kind of what they were taking advantage of in the first half. I think they cleaned that up for the second half. They went back to it a couple of times, but
it was really only two drives that they hit it. They hit it for the one long run to Maffa, and then they went with it on the one drive to Shipley where they ran it like four times.
Yep.
And they just got overrun by the backers trying to play outside zone, which is not, it wasn't horrible by them. And they just left that, tackle in the lurch, and they just cut everything back. It was really great design by them. And what ended up happening was, they ran at the one series. They hit it long. They got off I can't remember if they got off the field or what happened on that drive. It might have been a missed field goal. And then Florida State comes back and hits a long play, one play, touchdown to Philly. You don't, as a defense, get an opportunity to adjust that on the sideline off that one play. And unfortunately, they were able to come back, get the touchdown drive because you hadn't had the chance to adjust to it on the sideline. And in the second half, they end up flipping flipping run fits, and the backers ended up playing the running back inside. I mean, I know there were a lot of folks. I saw some folks saying, you know, the defense is letting you down in the first half. They get 17 points. Clemson's on pace for 500 yards, and yada, yada, yada. I thought Adam Fuller and the defense did a hell of a job today.
I think another thing to say is Clemson hasn't played that well on offense all season.
Not even close.
And so
DJ was on today. He played really well.
He did. He made they were looking, they would do a lot of this with trips to one side and just try to pick on a one-on-one against John Ross. Something in my preview I said I think they go to too often. They ended up converting a lot of them. That last drive, they got bailed out a couple of times in those last couple of drives on, you know, ticky-tack PI calls. But, you know, in college football, if you're going to give them one-on-one against elite receivers, sometimes that kind of that has to happen. One thing that I saw from Florida State's offense while we're at the whiteboard was a lot of this formation. You notice this?
I'm sorry, what?
I said from Florida State, they did a lot of this.
Yeah, yep, double wing.
Were
they compressed?
Yeah, they would compress the receivers a fair amount. I guess just taking the chance that the more people in the box, they can kind of take advantage of, you know, Clemson being in nickel or having smaller, faster linebackers. But they really couldn't get much going on the running game today.
No, they couldn't. And I thought a lot of it was, well, obviously, I mean, they kicked your butt up front. I thought some of it was you didn't try to go outside enough. And they just, and look, they put you in a position where they said, well, you got into first and 15 on some things. You also got in a position where they said, all right, we're not going to let Jordan Travis run the ball. We're going to force your hand, make you hand it off, and we're going to load that and take it away. I'm really curious to look back when we do the rewatch, what things look like there. But I thought they just said, you know what, Jordan's not going to be allowed to keep the ball. No, letting him beat us. And then we're gonna win at the point where the ball is going to have to go because we're gonna make him hand it off. But they really took a lot of the read away because they forced you into something. I would have liked to see some outside stuff. I would like to see them utilize Jordan's legs more away from reads and RPOs. I would love to see some naked boots. We saw Syracuse do that against Florida State. Syracuse ran it a few times against Clemson. You've got to start using Jordan's legs in other ways than just replays to open up some of these runs.
Yeah.
If they're going to force him to give, then come back with a naked, come back with some boot action, come out with some sprint out stuff to try to manipulate that defense. And I didn't think we did that enough today. But again,
they went to this rollout smash play. So just quick drawing here. They would have him rolling out to the side and then, you know, this smash look with smash is basically any corner route with a shorter route out here. And this got a couple big chunk plays because this safety would be kind of playing back and prepared for the run game inside. And I liked this look. They went to it twice in the first half. You didn't really see it again. And honestly, I'd like to see a whole host of concepts out of this look. If you're going to line up here, have some different looks out of this rollout look. Did go to maybe not mesh necessarily. There was one mesh play, but they did just sometimes do maybe a drive concept where you're looking at just hitting this underneath route. And they expected Jordan Travis to throw the ball a lot more than I was thinking that they would. They're a lot more called throwing plays,
I think
which
they knew they had to, right? I
right.
mean, situations were dictating it. You were getting whipped up front. I thought you had to. All right, let's. So we, Briley, yeah, we talked about that earlier, Briley. If you get a chance to rewatch, we drew it up and really broke that down. Kevin and AB, we lost, but am I crazy for feeling optimistic about our potential the rest of the season? No, I don't think you're crazy to feel that way, William. I think that, look, I think this team is what it is. It's got a chance to win every game. It's got a chance to lose every game. It's not a great team yet because talent's not there, and I still think there's some coaching flaws that occur. That's going to happen in college football. I mean, we're just not there yet. But I think that the talent's just not good enough yet to go out and win a game all the time. You get NC State at home, you get Miami at home. See how you play in those. I'm curious to see how they bounce back. You know, response is going to be the big thing this week. Do you respond? Because I know they felt really good going in this game that they had a chance to win. They proved it on the field. They came up short. So how do you respond against NC State, who does look vulnerable, who looks like a team you can beat? But you got to go out and do it. You got to go out and make winning plays. Defense in the second half made a ton of winning plays. Sadly, they got a drive at the end there where you get two PIs and a personal foul. All questionable calls. You know, a lot of people are going to say, oh, don't put yourself in those positions. I didn't think the Lundy personal foul was a late hit. And as a matter of fact, there should have been a hold on the receiver who grabbed him as he was breaking off to go tackle DJ. And then the two PIs I thought were pretty poor. Look, win or lose big, lose little, win little, win big. I think we're easily in that lose little stage. They just need to keep growing. I mean, they keep whatever hashtag climbing, but
yeah, and
I think we're moving there.
You see where Clemson attacked in the passing game. Those big PI plays or big plays were against Jarvis Brownlee and Kevin Knowles, who were in decent positions just one step away from making that play. And those are young guys that you're hoping to build on. And
yeah.
By the time Kevin Knowles is a junior, he's not getting called for PI on that, you know? So that's the thing, is that this isn't a good Clemson team. This is an elite Clemson defense. It's one that you'd like to win. It's one that you're bummed that they didn't win. But there are nuggets of, there are nuggets of positivity intermixed with this just whole host of disappointment.
All right, so here's a good, when a team is burdened by such a wide variation of minor issues, how do you fix enough to win? Seems like plugging holes in a boat and running out of fingers. I mean, that's kind of what it's been, though. You just won three games in a row, but we've seen the highs of this team and we've seen the lows of this team. We've seen the Jacksonville States, we've seen the North Carolinas and the UMasses. And hell, I'll include today as a high. I mean, they played really well today. Like,
yeah.
I know it's frustrating to lose and we're looking for reasons why they lost. They lost because they played a better team. Clemson was better than them. If they give that effort against NC State, I think they beat NC State. You got to come back and give that effort, and that's going to be the key. But they played really hard in an environment that Clemson's won 31 straight games in. Clemson's been to six straight playoffs. You played really hard today and gave yourself a chance to win. You had the lead late in the fourth quarter. It just got away from me there, and that's unfortunate, and it stinks, and we all hate to talk about losing. We wanted them to win four in a row, but that's just where we are in this stage of rebuild. The way to fix these issues, get better players.
And the contrast between where Florida State is right now and, like, if you look at the game against Boston or against Notre Dame and the game against Clemson, what it came down to was Florida State gets gashed when they have to put their second string in, when they – get later in the third and fourth quarter, Florida State doesn't have the depth that Notre Dame or Clemson has. You know, you can look across the starting lineups and say, hey, we can go toe for toe with them for a half because we've got the kids, we've got the talent, but you don't have the depth. You've got those two transition classes that are killing your depth. And right now, you have a bunch of young kids with no depth behind them. And until that changes, you're going to kind of run out of gas come the end of these games. And so unless you're playing a team where your second string can keep up with their second string, which doesn't have to be happen to be Clemson or Notre Dame, you're gonna not have a great time about that.
Yeah, and I think consistency continues to be kind of the name of the game for Florida State. Consistency in a strength program. You saw a Clemson team that's been in the same strength program for years now, even though sometimes it comes up, falls under question. Same offensive system, same defensive system. You just consistency is where it's at, in my opinion. You need to continue to put these guys in a strength program that they know day in, day out, week in, week out, with a strength coach that's going to push them and drive them to do the best they can be. An offensive and defensive system that hopefully continues to improve. We'll see on Adam Fuller. I know that there's a lot of, you know, you got to fire him. We'll see. We'll see what ends up happening there. I think the man's doing a lot better job than people give him credit for. And we've been critical of him this year on this show and on some of our instant reactions about the job he's done. But I think that there's been improvement there. We'll see.
I mean, look at – so if you want to know how good of a coach it is, how good of a coach pretty much anybody is in terms of gameplay play calling, look at the adjustments in the second half. He went he shut down. Like,
yeah.
Clemson had no offense in the second half. They had one drive bolstered by 30 yards worth of penalties, and outside of that, they had nothing. He made an adjustment. He made a coaching decision. I thought that was – indicative of a good job. You know, whether or not I think his job is up for grabs come how the rest of the season progresses, I think they did what they needed to do to beat Clemson on the defensive side of the ball.
Three takeaways, multiple sacks, got off the field. I mean, and we're talking about 30 points. I mean, they did get six there at the end. On the offense turning it over.
Yeah, that's
they missed a couple field goals, obviously. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think that if Adam Fuller gets fired, it's because people don't like him. It's not because of the job he's doing on the field, in my opinion. But Clemson does not have the worst quarterback. You've been listening to Kevin too much, James. I think DJ played his best game of the year this year. And really, what was a lot of it? One-on-one balls. Yep. Travis Jay getting dunked on. And we've talked about Travis Jay on the show plenty. He's a problem, and I just mean his play. I'm not going to say personally his play is a problem. He's not playing good enough. He's not playing with a lot of confidence. You know, I wonder if he's a guy that's in your program next year. We'll see. You know, Jerrion Jones gave up a 50-50. Jarvis gave up a 50-50. Kevin Knowles gave up a 50-50. There's just so much. I mean, there's just that those are really talented wide receivers going to make a plays. You know, how bad is that luck? EJ Williams comes back this week. The Nada kid, Joseph Nada, comes back this week after missing last week. If they don't have those guys today, Florida State wins, in my opinion. But they were back and they won some 50-50 balls and beat you.
And
yes, those things happen. That's football. That's where it comes back to. We've got to get more talented in here.
And DJ Uiagalelei is, every game this year, you could probably count three or four times where he threw a ball and you just think, where were you trying to throw that football? And yeah, he did that exactly like zero times this game. Yeah. He didn't make great throws. There was a wide open, probably touchdown on a post route that he got bailed out on, but he still got 15 yards out of it. But it's frustrating, but teams are going to come out to play against Florida State. Teams are going to be prepared. You're going to see the best game of the year out of a lot of the teams you play because we're still Florida State. We still have that badge. We still have three national championships. These kids were in middle school probably starting to pay attention to college football when we won our last national championship. It's a thing, and you have to be better than that. You have to win the games that you have, and I think that the rest of our schedule looks really winnable right now, to be honest. Not to jump too far ahead, and that doesn't mean they'll win every game, but you just can't have these slip away too often. If you want to turn around, you have to make plays. You have to win these games.
This was a game where a Travis Hunter goes out and probably makes a play to win you a football game. They've just got to continue to upgrade the talent of this team. They've got to continue to fight like hell, like they're doing. I mean, Mike Norvell's got to feel really proud of his team after this loss. But you know, again, he's going to tell you there's no moral victories, and there shouldn't be. That locker room should feel really down right now because they should know that they let one slip away. Now they've got to come out and respond and go get the next one. But yeah, I'm a little tired of the coaching conversation. Because I really think that this group's doing a pretty darn good job overall. I know special teams are a little bit of a mess, and that's got to continue to get corrected. But they need consistency. They need to keep fighting at it. I don't see some magical coaching button that's going to get pressed that's going to make this better.
I also don't feel like I watch this team and think,
oh, what the hell? Put Chuba or KZ in?
No, man. Okay.
You're in the wrong building. You're in the wrong building. Yeah. War Chant's over that way. All right. No disrespect to War Chant, but they're over that way. We're not going to have that nonsense here. That's nonsense.
Okay.
I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm sorry. Can't do it.
So, if you watch this team and you think that we're worse coached than the team across from us in general, I don't think I agree with you. I think there were one or two games where I might agree with you, but like Wake Forest, I think we were out coached by Wake Forest. I think we looked better than North Carolina. I think Clemson's defense is one of the best coached units in the country. But I don't know. I'm not looking at this coaching staff and saying that's the problem, right? When Travis Jay gets friggin' mossed on for a touchdown and he loses a one-on-one, people say, well, that's Adam Fuller's fault. But when Jermaine Johnson strips the ball and gets a touchdown, they say, oh, it's Jermaine Johnson is bailing out Adam Fuller. Either he is his players or he's not. Like, I mean, I don't know. You know, it's at a certain point, you got to have better kids in here. You got to have some consistency. We're seeing as time goes on that as you have a consistent message, these kids seem to respond to that. And I don't know. I think they're getting better, and I have hope for this program, but it all comes down to being able to hold these recruiting classes together.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, if I'm getting rid of coaches, it's because I'm getting rid of guys that can't recruit more than guys that can't coach. Because I feel like the majority of these guys their position groups have gotten better, scheme's pretty sound. So we'll see where all that stuff goes. You guys got any other questions? Yeah, no disrespect to War Chant. Those guys say smart stuff too sometimes. That's the kind of conversation that goes on over there, and I'm not interested in reading or talking about that stuff because it's silly.
Yeah, I mean, the most popular person on the field is the backup quarterback.
Yeah.
If either one of them was Kenny Pickett, I'd put him in the game.
Yeah.
And they might be in 2 years. You never like Chuba might be in 2 years, but he's not right now.
The quarterback position, Jordan was an issue today. He didn't do a good enough job today. And that's a problem. They've got to continue to upgrade that position with a guy that can drop back and throw the football. But part of dropping back and throwing the football is A, receivers getting open and being able to, that dog's killing me. A, receivers getting open, and B, the line holding up. And those things just don't happen consistently enough yet. Because you have a talent issue on your offense, and we've talked about it all year long. It hasn't changed. You won 3 games because you were able to run the football, not throw the football. But guess what? You couldn't run the football today.
Yeah.
This isn't a bland offense. This is not a bland offense. This isn't an offense that has no creativity or only runs one play. I mean, that's silliness. Mike Norvell's proven himself time and time again that he can scheme up an offense.
I want you guys to go play a game of Madden and just handicap your whole team and try to run the football against them. You know, like, I don't know. Like, at a certain point, you just don't have the kids.
Not sure what Mr. Coral wants here. I'm not sure what plays you would have liked to have seen. Of course, there's always some plays maybe they could have run that would have been, you know, would have worked better. They had a shot play down the field that Jordan misses. They had another wheel come open that Jordan misses. and there were opportunities for them to hit plays. They just didn't hit them. And those are the things that this offense is built on. That's their bread and butter right now because of the lack of talent. And you just didn't execute. Or you didn't block them up front. Yeah, I mean, would I have liked to have seen down in the run game? Would I have liked to have seen some more outside zone? Sure. For whatever reason, they didn't feel like it gave them an advantage, so they didn't run it. That stuff happens. I mean, now Clemson ran like six plays all day. I mean, they didn't run anything. They didn't go in all kinds of crazy stuff that, you know, Ole Miss doesn't do anything different. They run to the same four RPOs all game long.
Yep.
I mean, that's college football. These playbooks aren't this massive expanse of plays that, you know, you can dig into at any moment.
Right.
That's not how football works.
It's not a Madden playbook where you can just point and click at any one of 1,000 plays available and the players automatically know how the plays work. You have to spend practice time on each play and understanding these things and developing them.
Why not just line up and turn around and hand the ball off? Because that's not the strength of this team.
They tried.
Deception is the key for this team. They have to be able to deceive people because they can't just straight up block people. Why wait until the D is on top of you to decide what to do with the ball? Because it's called a read. That's what you do. So, I mean, look, offensive football's not easy. Coaching's not easy. They certainly have areas that they need to do better. St. Petersburg, Russia.
Let's go. What time is it there?
What you doing up in here? Love your team. Cheer for the team. Don't pay attention to the result. The result will be forgotten. The team will forever. Yeah, absolutely. Ingvar. Oh, Ingvar, I think he's a – yeah. Hey, man.
Yeah, no –
appreciate you coming in here.
That's no awesome. One's talking about when Clemson got blown out in one of Dabo's first years by West Virginia in a bowl game. No one gives a crap. It's about what have you done lately. And lately, we lost to Clemson.
Yep, and we've been losing a lot. Thoughts on the fourth down calls? I didn't disagree with when they went for them. Yeah, I thought on the one you just got out muscled. I really thought a lot of the one I can't remember what play it was. The one where they ran to Corbin. I mean, you just got beat at the point of attack. You know, and hindsight being what it is, you'd love to maybe see something different. But look, you've built your the last 3 weeks is what you've built. That's your identity. We found an identity, and then when you get into a tough game, you're going to go away from your identity. Like that's counterintuitive to what you're trying to do. So, I mean, I thought it was a good play call. I thought it was a good opportunity to go for it. You just didn't get it. How about 3 turnovers a day? I mean, I thought that was pretty impressive. I didn't think that this group necessarily had that in them. Were you surprised with 3 turnovers, Kev?
2, right? What was the third?
I thought there were 3. Two picks and a
There's
in the fumble?
Or was there only one pick, I think.
Was there only one? I thought there were 3 for some reason.
No, we turned it over 3 times.
We turned it over 3 times. Okay. Sorry.
But, yeah, no, I thought, shoot, the Jermaine Johnson play was insane. The Toa Philly play was insane. You see flashes of where you have players that make plays. Clemson just made one or two more of those throughout the game. And it was the same thing watching the Notre Dame game. And it stinks because you got to pull these out eventually. Right. But to be honest, it's more about can you beat the teams that you're supposed to beat and then build up to a point. If Florida State right now is competing with Clemson and Notre Dame, that means Florida State, when they have a team full of talent, you know, should be winning these games. And you can only hope. But I'm at the point where I've processed this loss. It friggin' sucked. There was a lot of hope going into this game. It felt like we were going to win it for several points in the game. It felt like there were entities that were on the field that were secretly wearing orange underneath their shirts. It felt like we were 11-on-14 for a large part of the game.
Especially that last drive.
But that's not why you lose, you know? Nope. You lose because you gave the refs the opportunity to make that big of an impact, you know? I don't know. And then you just let them run into the end zone after a couple of bad calls. And you could just tell that they just, I don't know. Corbin and Ward were not being effective running the football.
Listen to this quote from Kirby Smart after their game against against Florida. There's no coach out there that can outcoach recruiting. No coach is going to outcoach players. Anybody will tell you our defense is good because we have good players. I mean, guys, I keep saying this over and over and over and over again. The only thing that's going to win is talent. We could talk about coaching. Good coaches are good because they've got good players. We don't have great players right now, and some coaching flaws show up because of that. The better team won today because Clemson's got better players across the board, and really at every position for the most part. And it's not that close, really, if we're being honest with ourselves. Have they always played to up to their potential this year? No, they haven't. But today, DJ played, I thought, up to one of his better games.
Will Shipley had a heck of a game. He broke Shipley several arm tackles.
Yep, Shipley played a great game today against the linebacking core that we continue to tell you was terrible.
Justin Ross had a good game for Clemson.
Yep. Nada made a couple big plays. EJ Williams made a couple big plays. Their tight end made a couple big plays. I mean, their Jimmies beat our Joes. That's really what this stuff boils down to. They've got to get Travis Hunter in here. They've got to get Sam McCall, AJ Duffy. They've got to continue to get bodies in here. I was at a coaching clinic one time, trying to remember who it was that was talking, and they were talking about their three tech defense. I think it might have been Larry Johnson. He was talking about defensive line technique, and they were talking about what happens if a three technique can't beat the outside zone block. What do you do? And his response was straight up, I go recruit a three tech that can. I mean, that tells you what the name of the game is. You've got to get the Jimmies that can win you games, and we don't have them yet. They're working on it. We need the guys that can recruit these Jimmies and these Joes to get them in here, put a sound scheme together, and go keep battling. We're close, though. We're really close, I think. They just need to keep making that progress.
Yep. No, I totally agree. And, I mean, you can point at there are a couple games this year where we did have the better Jimmies and Joes, and we didn't necessarily win them. That was on coaching. That was on the program. That was a reflection of the program as a whole. How disorganized, there's just not a consistent message. And I think that's starting to turn around. I think the kids are starting to hear the message. The team is starting to come together. And as of now, they're outplaying their talent level, in my opinion. And I think that going forward, you have to win some of these games. You have to show that you're able to beat these teams that probably are equal or slightly worse than you in the talent department. You have to beat the NC States. You have to beat the Miamis. Now, you don't have to win out, but you have to show that you can win these games. It's not just UMass you can beat.
Right. I agree.
Or UNC. So we will hop off here. Thanks all that joined us. This was actually a really long instant reaction, but I think there was a lot of feelings associated with this game. Make sure to ask any questions in the comments. We're usually all up in those comments answering questions and trying to be active and trying to grow this community. Make sure you tell people you know if they want a perspective on FSU football that comes from someone who's coached himself and someone who spends way too much of his free time reading books on football and played at a pretty big high school. Join us. Tell everybody about us. Like and subscribe. Do everything.
We finally hit the 4,000 mark.
Yeah, we did. So that's all on you guys.
The push to 5K begins.
The push to 5K. We're, I think, a couple of weeks away from being the second biggest YouTube FSU YouTube channel, so that's pretty exciting, and that's all because of you guys. So
props to the War Chant Monster. Those guys got it going on with their YouTube. Much credit to them.
Yeah, let's get to 25K and we can be number one. All right. Well,
all right, guys.
Yep.